She hates me.
Make it work. But don't tell her about the way back.
He calls it the way back. It's a time machine.
Sherman, Penny, why are you two dressed like ancient Greeks?
I lost her in ancient Egypt.
And I got engaged to King Tut. Then we ran out of gas.
In ancient Troy.
You used the way back.
Yeah, she was into it.
Oh, my.
You used time travel improperly. We must rewrite history in order to save the universe.
Okay, here's the deal. Though the relationship between the genius dog and his adopted boy is expanded upon more than it needs to be, Mr. Peabody and Sherman surprisingly stays true to the original improbable history segments on the classic Rocky and Bullwinkle series. In this sometimes manic and sometimes over-the-top film, Sherman uses his dog father's time machine to impress a girl. The brilliant Mr. Peabody must then step in to fix the time stream and stop the fabric of the universe from unraveling. The animation is slick and the writing is clever at times. The father-son drama is a bit of a cliche, but it's necessary to extend the 10-minute cartoon sketch into a feature-length film. As a lark for children that might give them some interest in the history of the world, Mr. Peabody and Sherman definitely does its job. Mr. Peabody and Sherman gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.